Rena, you've been friends with Mac for a quarter of a century. Tell me more about her.
She's just amazing. She reads like 6 books a week, and her mind is pretty clear still. She's, she's forgetful about things, but she's still with it. So we're hoping for her to make 100.
You told me when we were setting this interview up that she's lived a pretty interesting life. What did she do?
She was in nursing. She's been a bar owner. She worked for the Forest Service. When she moved here, she was working for the Forest Service. She had retired from nursing and wanted to do something more in nature.
That's an interesting life. Nursing, the Forest Service, and owning a bar.
Yes, the stories. In fact, we have a friend that's writing her autobiography because she's such an interesting woman. She was a Girl Scout leader, and her Girl Scouts that are 70 years old have come here to visit her in Mancos. So she has so many friends.
I'm curious, Rena, during the coronavirus, you're not allowed to visit her in person at the assisted living facility in Mancos, and you can't have any personal contact with her to keep both of you safe. So what does it look like these days to visit McNeely?
I pass the nursing home, you know, just going into downtown Mancos, so it's not like it's out of my way at all, so I'm able to stop quite often. And we put up bird feeders outside of her window. She has a hummingbird feeder and a regular bird feeder. So watching the birds has become her pastime lately, along with reading these books that take her to another place, you know.
And I'm sure all that's changed with the coronavirus pandemic. Before this, I take it you could visit with her in person and even take her away from the facility?
Yes. No one's able to go in or out. You can't even bring her. She loves the Absolute Bakery. And before, I would just pick her up, take her to breakfast. And I said, well, can I bring you carry out breakfast? And she said, absolutely not. They won't let us have anything come into the building other than the workers who get tested every day. And they do not have one case at the Mancos Valley Inn. So they are very lucky. Now, when I did go to see her on Mother's Day, I created a card and I taped it on her window. And there was another patient in her room with her. And I said, when have you been able to have visitors? And she said, well, she's in the room next door. And I said, I know, but before they weren't allowing anybody to come in or out of your room except for the nursing staff. And she said, well, they're now able to go down the hallways, but they still get served their meals in the room. And she is able to go to an outdoor courtyard now. The other day she went out there because I stopped to see her and she wasn't in her room. And I didn't know what had happened to her. And I called and the nurse said that she had fallen asleep outdoors in her wheelchair in the sun, just enjoying being outside, you know. So somebody went and got her and brought her back to her room. She was out there by herself, of course.
How is it for you to not be able to visit her in person right now?
It's difficult talking through the window. She can't hear me real well and doesn't know sometimes what I'm saying to her. So we smile and wave.
Have you tried maybe writing something down on a piece of paper and sticking it up to the glass or something like that?
That's a great idea, Mark. I will have to see if she's got paper in her room that she can write me back and we can just carry on conversation that way.
You mentioned that Mac is still a voracious reader. Can you get things like books to her?
At this point, not. And she said she has 20 books from the library, but she's almost through all of them.
Rena, has she gone into too much description about what life is like in an assisted living facility during a pandemic?
She's not happy about it, but she feels safe there. She feels safe in her room. She doesn't want people coming in, especially at her age. You know, she said, I don't know where these people have been. And, you know, I show up with a mask and sunglasses and all that. And she's like, oh, that's what it's like on the outside, you know. And I said, well, don't you have to wear a mask? And she said, only when we leave our rooms. She feels safe. She's smiling every time I show up. So she's happy to have people stop by for sure. And she's lucky that she has an outdoor, you know, outside room, because so many of them don't and they can't see their families.
Are you able to talk to her on the phone?
Oh, yeah. But she has to call me because for some reason her voicemail does not work on her phone and she can't hear it half the time.
When does she turn 100?
January 19th. Yeah. And we had a party this year for her. We were able to do that at the nursing home this past January. And I bet we had 50 people show up for a 99-year-old.
Seems like a wonderful way to honor a woman who's had such a rich life and has had a huge impact on other people. Rena Wilson, thank you for taking the time to share your thoughts on your friend Mac Neely today.
Every time I stop there, it means so much to her. And she just gets the biggest smile on her face. And that means the world. You know, she's pretty special. She makes it easy for you to want to help her and be there for her. So, yeah.